This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Grant Gorzakowski. On January 24th, the Independence Variant Littoral Combat Ship USS Cincinnati, or LCS-20, arrived at Ream Naval Base in Cambodia on January 24th for a port visit to enhance maritime partnership between the U.S. and Royal Cambodian Navies. During the visit, the crew conducted ship tours and professional exchanges with key leaders. Captain Matt Scarlett, Commodore of Destroyer Squadron 7, said, quote, "It is an honor to be welcomed by the Cambodian people at Ream Naval Base. We are always excited to work alongside our partners and continue to build a free and open Indo-Pacific for all nations." End quote. The visit reaffirms a shared commitment to regional security and follows a similar port call by the USS Savannah, or LCS-28, in late 2024. The U.S. 7th Fleet is the Navy's largest forward-deployed numbered fleet, routinely interacting and operating with allies and partners in the Indo-Pacific region. And on January 23rd, the San Antonio-class amphibious transport dock ship USS San Diego, or LPD-22, held their change of command ceremony on board the San Diego. Here's Lieutenant Junior Grade Nicholas Cryer with more.
This event is important because it signifies a change in an era, but maintaining the standard, ensuring that forward deployed naval forces have the capability to answer the call as San Diego has been tasked to do. My favorite part about this change of command is that it signifies the pace of our forward deployed naval forces, as well as the excellence that San Diego is willing to bring to the table.
This has been your Eagle Radio News. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.